as that great cosmic presence, beloved mighty hope, speaks her heart to us tonight. We ask our beloved I Am presence to bless her, pour to her all the love of our life's dreams, and at all times see we give unconditional cosmic obedience to her slightest request. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight I trust I may bring to you a strength, a power, and a victorious accomplishment which shall remain with you forever and enable you to give it to others as we are radiating it to you and to all who are constructive or trying to hold to the constructive way of life. And in trying to understand something of what the great quality and power of hope is within life, I wish you to feel tonight it is an innate inner knowing in all life and an expectancy of receiving help from the greater life by which it is surrounded. Because the quality of hope within the feeling world of the individual is an action of the great central sun magnet to hold the lesser life to the greater light that enables it to unfold the fulfillment of the divine plan. And it is also within the heart, within the feeling world, it is a feeling within life that some part of life is going to give help. And so, when you understand that you can call forth the cosmic light, the light of God that never fails, to give assurance and power to life, to rise into the constructive way and activity that fulfills the divine plan. So it is a double action. And while it is a feeling within the heart, a longing in reality for the full power of the light, which is the love from the great central sun, it is also a magnetic power that draws from the great central sun the light of that greater love that is the strength of the life in the individual to look for better things, to hope for the power of victory over limitation, and to know that it has a right to reach up and receive greater good. This is very far-reaching as a quality within life. It is innate within all life, and in reality is the expanding natural action of the love within the heart that reaches up to the greater love and the greater light and draws that greater strength within itself to expand perfection and fulfill the divine plan. So, my dear ones, when you become the strength of the light of God that never fails, to dissolve and consume evil, when you become a sudden presence of that strength of the light, that wherever you abide, you issue the command for evil to cease to be. You become the hope to all of those caught in the shadows, in the darkness of human creation. You are the hope of the world, because the light of God is the hope of the world. And your beloved I Am presence is that. Every ascended master is that. The angelic host are the hope of the world. They are all ascended beings, are the light of God that cannot fail, because they cannot produce evil. They cannot manifest anything less than perfection. And therefore, when the life within the individual becomes aware of that, the existence of the light of God that cannot fail to help the lesser life expand to a greater perfection and to receive greater power to raise itself into greater victorious activity, then when the outer self becomes aware of that, the answer is always in the universe, always. Because the light of God never fails to answer every call of the lesser life when it reaches up and asks for the greater love of the universe, which that light is. For it is the radiation of the sacred fire from the great central sun, the sacred fire of love. And since that phrase, the light of God never fails, is the distress call of the great white brotherhood, whenever that phrase of words goes forth with the individual's heart call and desire and demand for that light to come to the assistance of life, I assure you, there's no such thing as that light not being released. It is as inevitable as that the universe exists. It is my privilege and my opportunity and my joy to give all under this radiation more and more feeling and assurance of the power within you to draw more and more light into outer manifestation, that you may become the hope of the world. Now there are others have gone before you and have blazed the light and have taken thousands through into the ascension. And in every age there is another group that comes to lift each life stream into the greater light for which it has hoped and called. Now your opportunity is unusually great, because the mass of mankind, regardless of the beloved Master Jesus' example that he left to the world, yet I tell you, the mass of the people are asleep to the great goal that he revealed to them. And while they look upon him as the hope of the world, released from this present distress, still they do not know of the ascension. There are such a few of mankind know that the ascension is the goal of all human experience in this world, regardless of the Master Jesus example, regardless of what mankind has been told through the centuries, yet today, mankind needs this explanation of the beloved I Am presence, the violet consuming flame. I'm the great command in use of the word I Am, to reveal the purpose of life here, the way and means of attainment of the ascension. And that goal of the ascension is the hope of mankind. It is the magnet to raise the masses of the people out of the clutches of the hordes of darkness, out of the ignorance that enables hypnotic forces to hold dominion, and out of the distress that enslaves mankind to the darkness. The world needs the hope of this mighty ascended master instruction of the beloved I Am presence. It needs the light of God that never fails to draw each life stream under the ascension. Once that is revealed as the goal of life, and it is the hope that is the drawing power to attain it. Your hope of attaining the ascension is a forward movement and expansion of your own life to your victory. It is the motive power that moves you to that victorious accomplishment. And therefore, every one of you can be like a star or a sun presence of hope to the rest of mankind when you reveal the purpose of life, and that the light of God never fails to help the individual fulfill that purpose under the eternal freedom from all distress. Hope is a very wonderful, powerful quality of the light. And the light of God that never fails is always the feeling in life of the hope of release from distress. So when you use those words, it means far more to life for the release of mankind than you ordinarily are aware of. And so, when you think deeply of what it means to give hope to someone else, that it is possible to step out of destructive conditions, that there is an assistance that life is offering to relieve life from distress, the hope that is the purification of mankind's release from the turmoil and distress and hypnotic control of human creation. Surely the quality of hope and the light which it is needs to be revealed to the mass of mankind like a tremendous searchlight in the darkness that shows again and again and again the way to perfection. You can be, my dear ones, the most wonderful encouragement to every particle of life you contact, if you understand that to give hope to individuals to rise out of their distress is certainly a service of love and is a magnetic power of the great central sun to clear the consciousness and let it understand the goal of physical experience and make it understand that that light of God that never fails is the strength and the power in life to attain the goal. So I am one of those whose service to life is to help attain the ascension as harmoniously and gloriously and victoriously as possible. I am the hope to life of the attainment of the victory and the release from all experiences that have been of distress. And now that you may understand fully just how great is the love in that light of God that never fails. That love that illumines the pathway of those caught in the shadows. That love that radiates and produces light can be charged into and around you with such power that you become the assurance and hope to all you contact that they all individuals be released from the distress mankind has created. And more than that, when you teach people to dwell within the light of God that never fails, to cut you free from discord, that light of our love is so great that it takes out of the memory the connection with the discord of the past. It can make you forget that you ever traveled the pathway of the shadows, or that you ever turned away from the light of the love of the mighty I Am Present. So, blessed ones, when we take away the memory of the distress of the shadows, you have no idea when that memory is removed from the life stream. You have no idea how the light blazes and what a raising activity it is to the outer self. And the joy is unspeakable and is in reality ecstasy. So when you think of hope, I hope you will always think of the happiness and the joy which it is my privilege to bring as a strength of the light to all who will reach up to me. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Our blessed ones, whatever is going to take individuals out of the clutches of the hordes of the shadows must be the light. And that light is love to life so great from the great central sun and the ascended host, the angelic host, that the very intensity of that love produces light. And when you pour that light upon the hordes of the shadows to rescue someone that has been caught and is trying to turn away from evil, when we pour that love to rescue a life stream, we throw the light over the hordes of the shadows, and the light is so bright they cannot see anything but the light. And therefore, we take away those who are struggling to be free from evil. And the privilege is very great, my dear ones, and I hope you may enjoy that privilege as soon and as powerfully and as often as possible. You have no idea how great is the happiness when you can rescue a life stream from the hypnotic clutches of the hordes of the shadows. There's no joy equal to that. And I assure you, when you call forth the light of God that never fails to wipe out the hordes of the shadows by cosmic Christ's sacred fire, then your love, the life stream that is being rescued, is mercy indeed, and it is love, and it is forgiveness. Oh, dear hearts of the light, when we have watched mankind so long, individuals punish themselves by experimenting with these dangerous conditions, sometimes through defiance, sometimes through feelings that they little know what is the result. When we see mankind awakening, there isn't a thing we won't do to help one stream after another to be taken out of the clutches of the human creations that have dragged the magnificent life from the central sun into the degradation of human creation. So when we see the masses of the people of the world in distress, when we see more wars planned to create more distress, when we see individuals who have forgotten there was light, so intent are they upon producing conditions of distress and destruction, surely the world needs the call for hope. The hope that the powers of the light of God that never fail will move into physical conditions soon enough and powerfully enough to prevent the hordes of evil succeeding in their diabolical intent. So, blessed ones, every one of you can be a powerhouse to call this light of God that never allows evil to succeed. When you say the light of God never fails, you can call the light of God that is so bright, evil never succeeds. And don't be afraid to call it into yourselves and around yourselves, into your business, into your families, into your educational activities, into all your outer activities. There cannot be anything to cause you distress in the light of God that never fails, for it is a radiation of the love from the great presence in the central sun. Call for the light of God that never fails to be so bright evil cannot live. Call the strength of the light of God in yourselves to be so terrific in its blazing presence that evil cannot come near. Become this hope to life. Become the light of our love. Become the pathway that helps your fellow man to turn away from the hordes of the shadows while the hordes of evil are forever consumed from the universe. Use that phrase, the light of God never fails to blaze so bright evil cannot behold anything. And then will you know what it means to have that power within you that is master over evil, that evil has to obey, that is authority over life, that controls manifestation, and therefore always makes you victorious. You can do the same thing with a sacred fire. Blaze a sacred fire that never fails to consume all evil. And let love take dominion of its own. The violet flame love. Take dominion. And see that evil can never manifest again. Anywhere. Call the violet consuming flame in such intensity that evil cannot live, and take the commanding authority and issue that command again and again to all life that you contact, to wherever you go. You are the son of eternal light, of the love from the great central sun presence that, like the physical sun, illumines all things but takes no shadows into itself. Then, wherever you deal with life, love becomes manifested because you have passed this way. So, blessed ones, since the world needs our love tonight, and our love is light, and that light is the hope of those caught in the darkness, let us blaze it without reservation on the great presence of faith. The feeling of that light can be charged into life everywhere, until the feeling of the light is the strength in the individual to do only that which is constructive. And then the attainment of the ascension becomes a reality in the outer experienced life of the individual, and the hope for release from destructive conditions has become fulfilled in the reality and victory of the attainment of your freedom. You can go forth and be as brilliant a light as you desire, because you can pour forth as much radiation and love from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host as you desire to call into outer physical conditions, always with that command that the light of God that never fails to blaze so bright, evil cannot live, goes before you now and harmonizes all things, because it is love made manifest, and you are forever the authority of its victory. Go forward and use this without reservation till wherever you abide, life is set free. And you, in the willingness to render that service, automatically become free also. May you enjoy the use of this cosmic light of God that never fails to blaze the power of sacred fire love, and be the hope of all life until it stands purified in the light and moves forward to the victory of the ascension. So you can be the raising power wherever you abide, and use this without limit until you experience the full momentum of its mastery in and around you, and we shall ever stand by your side. Thank you with all our hearts for loving the light. Now let that light be the hope of the world, and wherever you abide, all shadows, command them annihilated, and love set free in the victory of the ascension. Thank you so much. Beloved hope, blaze through us whatever light of your love makes us able to be the hope of victory and freedom to all we contact and wherever we abide. Let the great central sun magnet's love of cosmic Christ, purity and freedom, light the way for all that we contact. Beloved hope, stand with us, clothe us in your mantle of power, and let us render that service quickly to all. And we thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring. Ah, such blazing, illumining love from the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, that we become a sun of hope and glory and freedom to life wherever we abide. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction charge us with the sun presence of such power, of light of your love, that all become your freedom also. And we thank. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty hope, and all the angelic hosts and the ascended ones, whose love through the centuries has been the light that's drawn us this far on the pathway to our freedom. And the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress every activity of the sacred love of the sacred fires, blazing light. May it be the hope to the world until the shadows are forever consumed by the light of God that never fails to blaze God's love for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our beloved, mighty I Am Presence, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements. Our beloved Donna, Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the good leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am presence, to the great cosmic presence, known to us of beloved hope, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding light of that love from the heart of creation that is so bright, naught of distress can exist within it. Blaze that light now and make it so bright it is the hope that raises all to freedom for eternity, and peace becomes eternal to the world. And great beings who govern the crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. I make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and may the light of God that never fails to blaze the love that is so great that evil cannot live, blaze now its light around us all and close out the shadows forever. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire, that love of the mighty I Am presence that blazes the light that is forever the hope of all life for release from distress for eternity. And we thank thee.